Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple, to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in. Scenario. Countless colorful, enticing activity pieces spreading a visual feast across learning centers. These pieces of creativity, though essential for engagement, can sometimes become a logistical challenge in terms of organization and storage. So, what is the best way to organize and store activities with lots of pieces? Meet your Iris Photo Boxes, a fantastic solution for storing individual center activities. Think of each box as a small, transparent treasure chest, allowing you to visually identify each activity while safeguarding all the little pieces that make the activity whole and functional. With their compact size, they're conveniently slid into shelves, keeping activities organized and at your fingertips, ensuring you're ever ready to ignite those sparks of curiosity among your little learners. When using these photo boxes, our monthly math and literacy centers can be printed at a smaller scale to easily fit inside. You can print the cover of each activity and tape that to the outside of the box and then place the smaller pieces inside. Now, when printing our center activities to fit these boxes, you'll want to pay close attention to the actual pieces that students will be manipulating. Most of them are already small enough to fit and can be printed at their normal scale. Our second question offers another layer to our organizational melody. What are ways to store learning activities so they are easy to access? Accessibility is paramount in ensuring the flow of the learning process and that it's never interrupted. It enhances your ability to transition between activities with grace and keeps students engaged with minimized waiting times. Now, their zipper pouches can be your next best friend. Small, durable, transparent, these pouches act as tiny guardians for those smaller, easy to misplace pizzas. They can be labeled, hung, or stored in larger boxes and allow for swift transitions between activities. Plus, the zippered closure ensures that every piece is secure, eliminating the all too familiar scavenger hunts for one missing piece. These zippered pouches are also great for sending activities home for extra practice. Like the Iris photo boxes, you can print activities from the monthly math and literacy centers at a smaller scale to fit inside. Then your students can easily put these in their backpacks for extra practice at home with their parents. A vital aspect of organization extends into our monthly planning. Here, the Iris 12x12 scrapbook boxes provide a systematic month-by-month organization that can efficiently store an entire year of learning centers. Imagine having each month's activities from January through December systematically stored and labeled in sturdy, accessible boxes. No more mid-month scrambles to find the materials you need. Everything neatly assembled, enabling you to navigate through the academic year with unparalleled ease and preparedness. I store each individual activity in its own gallon-sized plastic zip bag and then place them in the month that they will be used. Then, when it's time to pull activities for small groups, centers, or additional practice, they are organized and ready to go, saving time when planning and prepping. We also have a fabulous guide and labels that you can use to set these up for your classroom. Check out the links in the description and grab this free guide. As we gracefully dance or are forcefully thrust into the digital age, technology can also enhance our organizational symphony. Online resources, virtual activities, and digital platforms can be efficiently organized using virtual folders, cloud storage, and educational platforms that allow for instant access to a world of resources with just a few clicks. Our math and literacy centers are available with digital versions to help make organizing and assigning them a breeze with your classroom or student devices. All our activities are linked in the description so you can check those out and grab them for your own classroom. Organizing learning activities isn't just a behind-the-scenes task for you, the teacher. It presents a wonderful opportunity for student involvement. Students can actively participate in the setup and breakdown of activities, learning valuable skills related to responsibility, organization, and collaboration. It becomes a collective endeavor, harmonizing the act of learning with the skills of maintaining an organized and functional learning space. Now, wrapping up this journey through organizing learning activities, we need to reflect upon the wonderful reality that we educators, we are conductors of a unique orchestra. The storage solutions that I've shared alongside with technological and collaborative strategies, these become our instruments, enabling us to create a melodious educational experience in our classroom. In our classroom, each piece plays a critical role. Every activity, every organized box, and every student brings a note that contributes to the collective melody of learning and exploration. Here is to the beautiful music that you're going to continue to make, ensuring that each note, each activity, plays on in an organized, accessible, and joyous manner. Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.